Questions 34 to 37 are based on the following article.
Eating is of great importance in Taiwan. In fact, "Have you eaten yet?" is one of the most frequently used greeting phrases. Taiwanese people are all about small eats, gourmet snacking, and treating their guests well by stuffing them. Every time you are sure to have stumbled upon the most finger-licking gua bao, the most mind-blowing stinky tofu stand, or the most heart-melting beef noodles, there will always be another one to knock your socks off. Taiwan's enchanting cuisine comes from its culturally rich background. From China's Fujian province and Guangdong province came emigrants who brought ways of cooking from home and passed them down to their descendants, now the major part of Taiwan's population. Then the Japanese came along with their own menus and fare to add to the mix. Then retreating from the mainland during the late 1940s were the nationalist soldiers, who brought with them their own cooking from every corner of China. With so many people coming from so many different parts of China living together, Taiwan saw the never-before-seen culinary marriages that led to its diversely delicious small eats as we see today. Taiwanese snacks can be found at the most convenient places. In the capital city Taipei alone, there are about 20 streets dedicated to them, each boasting one or more featured snacks. If that's not enough, bistros are located on every street, ready to stuff you up with mouth-watering treats like ribs stewed in medicinal herbs or braised pork rice. To put a cherry on top, there are countless vendors on wheels, selling in your neighborhood the most amazing yet surprisingly low-priced snacks, such as flaky scallion pancakes or oyster vermicelli. The best thing about Taiwanese snacks, though, is that they come in fulfilling servings and can be found even at the most ungodly hour. You can mosey out of your apartment to an ordinary peddler to buy an oyster vermicelli and stinky tofu combo for about $3. Having trouble falling asleep at night? Stroll a little in your neighborhood and you will definitely find a traditional breakfast bar featuring soy milk, rice balls, and all the regular Taiwanese favorites. $3 is more than enough for a binge-eating session. When you come to Taiwan, you're bound to pack on a few pounds. Yet, the wise thing to do here is cast caution to the wind first and get on exercise bicycles later.